A new trade agreement has been reached between negotiators for the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. The three countries have been working to do this for much of Donald Trump's term as U.S. president. A major promise he'd made on the campaign trail was that he'd renegotiate NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. The new deal, which was reached on Sunday night, is called the USMCA, the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement. It's not finalized. First, the leaders of all three countries have to sign it. President Trump says he plans to do that by the end of November. Then, the legislatures of all three countries have to approve it. In the U.S. Congress, this involves the Senate, which has the constitutional authority to approve treaties, and the House of Representatives, which also has authority when treaties are related to foreign trade. And like NAFTA, the USMCA is all about trade between the three North American countries. It involves a lot of compromise between them. For one thing, the new agreement is expected to help American farmers by allowing them to send more dairy, poultry, and eggs to Canada. But some Canadian dairy farmers are concerned it'll hurt their business. One criticism of NAFTA was that it led American automakers to shift production to Mexico, where it can be done less expensively because workers there earn less money. The USMCA is intended to encourage U.S. car makers to do more of their manufacturing in the U.S., but critics say it could lead them to do more in Asia. So what will actually happen? Time will tell.